We're joined now by Steve Wiseman of the Durham Paper. He covers Duke University, and if you missed it yesterday, Coach Krzyzewski reached milestone. 1,000th collegiate basketball
never
win.
Never been done before?
Never been done before in men's basketball. Pat Summitt has the record as she won 1,098 all at Tennessee. Steve, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. What was it like being there at Madison Square Garden yesterday?
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. Really, the atmosphere, the place was jammed, and like before the game, it felt like an NCAA tournament game with the buzz in the place. And St. John's had a lot of fans there. Duke has a lot of fans in the New York area, and it was a really cool thing.
And I guess halfway through the game, many didn't know whether or not he would win his 1,000th game yesterday,
including Coach K. He said himself. When they were down 10 with about 10 minutes to go, he had made a change and put Marshall Plumlee, another 7-footer, in there with Jahlil Okafor, kind of a Twin Towers approach because something else wasn't working. So, and they had a defensive breakdown right away, and he said, "We may lose by 30." He said that's what he told us. He told himself because they were just nothing was going well, and all of a sudden they were able to turn it on and go on an 18-2 run and take the lead for good.
When you look at this whole one and done, what is Coach K, what is he, it seemed like to me, and now I'm not there, you've been up there, but he was kind of leery of it, really didn't want to go after the one and done, but now Jabari Parker, Jahlil Okafor probably going to be the number one overall pick. Does he like it? Do you see basketball going? Because I think they should do the baseball and football rule, or even baseball, where, hey, if a kid's good enough out of high school, he can go to the league. But once you go to college, you stay for 3 years. Do you ever see that changing?
Well, let me answer this way. It's not – the one and done isn't something that Coach K loves. But as long as that rule is in place, he realizes he has to go after those guys.
Got to embrace it a little
bit. I think he realized it when – he recruited Kyrie Irving, and they knew he was going to stay 1 year. Kyrie got hurt, but kicked out of sight. He got this special talent, and he thinks he could have won another national title if Kyrie had been healthy all that year. Then he had Austin Rivers the next year, and then Jabari last year, and now Okafor, and maybe Justice Winslow. So he just realizes that this is the way it's going to have to be. And if they change the rule to make it 2-and-done or 3-and-done, like you're talking about, he'll abide by that. But he wants the best players, and he wants to compete with the best teams in the country, and that's the only way to do it.
Steve, do you get starstruck by celebrities being in the media? I don't know that there are many that would get starstruck really by celebrity status, but I would have to think that covering Coach K, and maybe not now that you've covered him for as long as you have, but do you just sometimes kind of sit back and think, wow, this is probably the best basketball coach in the history of the game?
Yeah, I mean, you can't not think about the fact that he is the best, and he's up there with, you know, he took
especially
John
in
Wooden
this era,
and Bob Knight and people like that, and I've covered in my past stops along my journalism career, Mike Ditka's teams with the Saints, and Lou Holtz, Steve Spurrier with South Carolina. So, you know, I've been around people, you know, with a stature and everything. But the good thing is, sometimes you get closer to these guys, you realize what they're really all about, and Coach K really is genuine. I mean, the more I've gotten to know him over the last 5-6 years here, the more I realize that he is what he purports to be, what people think he is. He's really a pretty good guy, and he does a hell of a job. So that's the only way that I can understand what's going on here.
When you put in perspective Coach K's career, what do you think will be the final couple of sentences if you were to pin something?
Well, he's been able to adapt as his career has gone on. He wouldn't have gotten to 1,000 if he hadn't changed, like we talked about with the one and done. And you know, now he's going to his own defenses and things like that, which he never would have done in the past. But he's so intense and so loyal and open to ideas, and he'll listen to people and take it in. And in the end, it's his call. But he'll take things in from other people. He's learned the 2-3 zone from Boeheim from working with him at USA Basketball. So think about that. You know, Tigers don't change their stripes very often, but he's been able to do that here late in his career.
That's a very good point. And I guess yesterday when he said that it was kind of ironic that if it couldn't happen at Cameron, that it happened there at Madison Square Garden, which is probably the most – revered basketball hall in all of America.
Oh, yeah. And real quick, before we go, what do you think as far as their chances realistically? I mean, are they a Final Four team this year?
I think they are, and yesterday showed a lot to me because they hadn't been in a situation this year where they've been behind in the second half, not let alone by 10 points at all. They fell behind against NC State and Miami those two games they lost, and they ended up getting worse and couldn't turn it around. They ended up losing by more points. They couldn't stop them. And yesterday was the first time they were able to stop a team on their home court and beat them like that. So that showed me a toughness and a grit that I hadn't seen before. It kind of checked another box, you know, when I'm assessing Duke and the chances when they get to March. So they're definitely Final Four material, and that's just a matter of thing. Keep it together and go out and do it.
Steve, we appreciate it. Sorry for the late notice, but glad you got out of New York now if you can just find your bags.
That's right. Everything's going to be fine. I'm out of the snow.
All right. Take care, Steve. Thanks.
Thank you.